Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Rachel.
And we are, well, we are basically the communications department for the British Equestrian Federation. In fact, we're
the horse's mouth, effectively.
Yeah. And we are the entire department. So basically, if you call the BEF right now, no one's answering the phone from the comms department because we're all outside, both of us. Now, we are wanting to do a podcast because we think there are loads of great stories to tell about equestrian sport in this country, about people getting involved in equestrianism in this country, and we are passionate about telling those stories.
All the way up from the top athletes winning the medals right down to the grassroots riders who are hacking out on their horse once a week.
And this is right, let's talk about that, because I'm passionate about telling the stories, but you're passionate about the sport as well. So how long have you been involved in equestrian sport? I'm guessing from really young.
Yeah, I started having riding lessons at the age of 5, got my own pony at the age of 6, because I was very lucky and lived on a farm, and I've been stuck with it ever since. Basically, if it's 4 legs and a tail and it goes nay, I'm interested in it.
Okay, and so, and as far as the actual sort of competitive sport's concerned, is it eventing for you? Or
yeah, that's the one I'm particularly interested in. I was taken to Burley as a small child and saw these gorgeous horses jumping over the most humongous fences and got hooked on it and have been going back year on year ever since. And in the eventing season, most weekends you'll find me somewhere in the country getting very excited about riders jumping big fences.
Okay, and here's the thing, right, is, and it's come across from what you were saying there as well, and this is what I've found in the last few months of doing this job, is that there is so much love people have for this sport that they don't get. There's no sort of financial reward. There's, you know, I mean, for some people, for those of our top riders, there's medals at the end of it, but vast majority of people are just doing this because they love it. You do it because you love it. You're not in this for the money.
Definitely not. But I always tell people that riding, owning, having horses isn't a hobby, it's a lifestyle choice, because, you know, once you do it, there's not a lot of room for much else in there.
No. Great. Okay, so we're going to be doing loads of these kind of podcasts. I love podcasts. You love podcasts, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I listen to loads of them. I can't get enough. So we're going to be doing regular podcasts, talking to, as you say, people from like the top riders right down to grassroots. In fact, there's one we've got coming up where we've been to a, Park Palace Ponies, which is a setup in Liverpool, in Toxteth, which is just this amazing pony club. We were there like a couple of days ago. It was just phenomenal, wasn't it?
It was. It's amazing. And it's the way it's bringing equestrian sport to kids and also people in general who just wouldn't be able to access it otherwise. You've got people there who haven't ever seen a horse in the flesh, and they've got this setup in the right in the middle of a very urban environment where you wouldn't normally expect to see horses, and the feedback they've had from local people who are just seeing these horses is incredible.
It's great. So we'll get that'll be an episode coming up in the future, and our plan as well is, because we're going to go to the Europeans, aren't we? Both you and me are going to the Europeans, and I reckon we should do a bit of a sort of road trip while we're out there and record some of these podcasts while we're on the road. That sounds like fun.
Definitely, because we are road tripping across Europe with our photographer John Stroud, who by the way has already recorded an interview with this, so you will find out all about him soon. So we are going to be road tripping across Europe, so we are going to let you know what we get up to, the tunes we're listening to, the lots and lots of sweets we're eating, and all about what's happening in terms of the competition as well. It won't just be our sort of, you know, diaries of what we had for breakfast.
but also we want to hear from you. So and we are still in the process of setting up an email. So we're not going to give you the email right now of how to get in contact with us, but we will, because we want to hear about why you love this sport, who you want to hear from. Because also as well, you're going to be talking to like our top riders, and we'd love to get questions from people about, you know, the things that make them tick, that kind of thing.
Definitely. We want to know what you want to hear from these riders, the burning questions that you've always wanted to ask them, particularly if you were like me and a little kid sat there watching them on the screen or reading the books or the magazines or whatever, and those questions you've always wanted to know.
I tell you what I always wanted, right, so this is the question that I always want to ask people, is what you listen to in the car. So I listen to either podcasts, as I've said, or very, very loud rock music. What do you listen to in the car?
Again, it's mostly podcasts or a whole weird, wonderful, eclectic range of music. Going from the Cats musical soundtrack all the way up to some, far more sort of heavy drums and rock and roll stuff.
Wow, really? I didn't know this. Brilliant. Okay, we will be back with other episodes in the future. We hope you enjoy this. By the way, this isn't going in competition with other podcasts about... Okay, we love the other horsey podcasts, don't we?
Yeah. We do, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's room for plenty of horsey podcasts out there. So, yes, you will hear from us hopefully very soon.